You might live through it, the lawyer said. But he wouldn't. A fag, a homosexual cop in Rayford. They'd use him up real quick, Willie Joe said. One chance for the offensive. I don't think you've thought that through, Willie Joe. Kabil has a lot of friends on the force. He saw the man's eyebrows go up and thought, my God, they didn't know his identity. But he pressed on. And he's a family man, cute kids. Everybody likes him. You send him off to certain death in prison. Yourself not a man well loved by the police, and what do you think his friends are going to do to you? I got friends in the police, too. It takes just one who's not your friend, but is a friend of Kabil's. You may have noticed that the police kill criminals all the time in the course of their duties. If one of them killed you, he wouldn't go to jail. He'd get a promotion. This isn't about Kabil, the lawyer said. It's about you and your wife. Your wife's job and money. Oh, really? You can expose me as a homosexual without naming my partner. This Kabul ain't the only one you done, Willie Joe said. Oh? Name another. Norman stared into the little man's face. Give me one name and I'll write you a check. There were no others, not in this state, this country. You're a piece of work, the lawyer said. You take a false premise and build a considerable edifice of conjecture. Oh, I'm sorry, Norman said. That's your job. You can't fucking turn this around, Willie Joe said. Norman stood up. Why don't you discuss the ramifications of this? He said quietly. Your life expectancy after you condemn a cop to death. He picked up his bag. Sit down, Willie Joe said. See you here tomorrow. Same time. I can have you killed, he said in a harsh whisper, theatrical. Norman looked at the sallow man. You solo? Nothing personal, he smiled a genuine smile. See you soon. Norman turned to go and almost ran into the wine steward. He snatched one bottle out of the ice bucket. This one's mine, thanks. He heard Solo laugh as he walked away. Balls! You gotta admit he got balls.